Thank you for calling XPL. My name is Alexis. How may I assist?
Yes, hi, good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm sorry, I missed your name.
Alexis?
Alexis, hi, this is Andrew. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay, good. Good, I'm calling. Someone just left me a message. Their name is Colin, if I understood got it correctly. It's about an installation scheduling for a gas oven we're getting from Home Depot. They said that you were affiliated with Home Depot.
Okay,
And they
and
want calling to schedule it, I guess. I thought Home Depot said they were doing it, but I don't mind doing it.
okay. So we do actually do the scheduling for installment. So give me just a moment.
Yep. That's fine. I thought Home Depot said they were going to do the scheduling with after the delivery, and then the following day was installed. They were going to do it. But I don't mind scheduling with somebody. That's fine if that's what you do.
Okay, and what is your zip code?
02038.
Name of the account.
Andrew, last name M as in Michael, EL, M again, ED as in David.
Thank you, just a moment.
Sure.
Okay, and it's gonna be at 5 parmeter meter way.
Parmenter, that's close. Yeah, you got it.
For a range in the hallway.
For a gas oven range and a hallway of the old gas oven, correct.
Okay. Let's see what dates we have available. And as soon as we have is for February the 3rd.
Okay, I'll call Home Depot then because they told me that they were going to deliver it on the 27th, and that they installed it the 28th. So that's about a week off. So I'll have to postpone the delivery. That's okay though. I'll postpone the delivery. If that's your earliest, I'll take it February 3rd.
Okay.
I'm surprised Home Depot would kind of speak on your behalf because they kind of said no. The install will be there on the 28th. Well, obviously not if you can't do it. So.
No, I can't. So you're now scheduled for February 3rd. I don't know the
Okay.
time frame yet. You won't know the time
Okay.
frame until February 2nd. They'll call you confirming your appointment and giving you that time frame.
You have anything on the 4th?
Give me just a moment.
The following day.
Yes, sir, I do.
Can we do the 4th? Because they told me that they had this and send the Home Depot said that the delivery gets done the day before. And I don't want it to sit here on, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, take up space in my kitchen. So if we can do it on Tuesday the 4th, I will call back Home Depot and confirm that they can deliver on Monday the 3rd. But it's just odd. They told me they were working this all out with you. So it seems like now I'm involved, which is okay. It seems different than what they were conflicting with what the person told me. So let's go with Tuesday the 4th. And that
Okay.
way I can make sure that they deliver. Hopefully they can deliver now. If they can't deliver on the 3rd, I'm going to have to call Home Depot and let them figure it all out because, like I said, they said they were going to do all the scheduling on my behalf. So let's go with Tuesday the 4th for now. And I understand you won't have a window until later, closer to the due date, the date, but that's fine.
Okay, so you're now scheduled for the 4th. You'll get a call on the 3rd, confirm your appointment, give you the time frame. Okay, is there anything else I can
Okay.
assist with today?
Okay, your name was Alexis again, you said, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if what number should I call? Should I call this number back if I call Home Depot and they say they can't do the delivery on the 3rd? Because who do I call back? Just call the
Yes, you
same
called
number?
the same number, yes.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks for speaking to XPL.
Bye.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.